On films and Jonathan Richman on his favourite records, and I'll be playing three of the best by Jonathan Richman too, and letting him talk honestly about himself. I've got the wonderful Mint Juleps in session, and at 10 Peely's featuring the Moodists and Zymox, Modern Lovers on Nighttime Radio.
Comes up in about 57 minutes from now. Linda Lovelace, who was star of the naughty movie Deep Throat, arrived in London in this year. It's also the year when the bloke who'd attempted to kidnap Princess Anne earlier in the year was sentenced to indefinite detention at Rampton Mental Hospital. Ronald Reagan was your governor of California and kept saying, "What? Me? Run for president? You've got to be joking. I'm too mighty shy and retiring." Mr. Heath's grand piano left number 10, and so did Mr. Heath. And Mr. Wilson took his place and was photographed very shortly afterwards outside number 10, having himself a plate of fish and chips. Carl Douglas was in the charts with Kung Fu Fighting, and Brian Ferry had the in crowd at number 13.
I'm in with the in crowd.
It was a big year for disappearing acts. We lost John Stonehouse and the Earl of Lucan. Playing the Isley Brothers at just before 10 minutes past 10. It's the year when Susie Hunt got married, Susie Miller rather, to James Hunt. Lulu came a long way from Ready, Steady, Go. It's 13 and a half minutes past 10 on a Wednesday morning. It's also the year that Helen Morgan resigned after the disclosure that she was an unmarried mother. She had been the new Miss World. A few official listeners. Successful applicants include T. Biggs from Brownhills in the West Mids. Welcome to 47 Bailey House. Jill Acock and Jane Ward have made it onto the official listener list. They're at Grange Road West in Birkenhead. And hi to Elaine O'Neill, successful applicant and official Radio 1 listener in Kiln Close in Southampton. Part one with Carl Douglas, Brian Ferry, Isley Brothers, Lulu and George McRae, from the year when in Zaire, Muhammad Ali regained the heavyweight title from George Foreman, knocking him out with a barrage of punches in the eighth round. If you ride in 10 minutes, in 40 minutes, the Roadshow, which is in Scotland, comes live from Fort William. If you're in the Fort William area today, the place to find us is the Lorry Park, which is just around the corner from the bus and railway station. Denied that he was moving to America. He said that everyone who is a major pop star in the country had been told to get out by their accountants and lawyers. Quote, "I think everybody is panicking. I'm staying here because I like Britain." And also, it was the year when savage seas destroyed Mr. Heath's yacht Morning Cloud. And in the charts, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye with Stop, Look, and Listen to Your Heart. So run through the hits. Carl Douglas had Kung Fu Fighting. Brian Ferry's The In Crowd was number 13 in 19, whatever it was. Summer Breeze, The Isley Brothers, Lulu, The Man Who Sold the World, I Can't Leave You Alone by George McRae. The Chi-Lites, Too Good to Be Forgotten. Alvin Stardust with Jealous Mind. Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye at Stop, Look, Listen to Your Heart. And this one was number one by Paper Lace. You got the year? I know it's really irritating. It's a Wednesday morning. I'll tell you in 5 minutes from now. Thank you. I'd virtually forgotten that.
Good grief.
So we're talking about the year when the Watergate problems were really reaching their height and the trials started with everyone being jeered and hustled as they went into the Watergate hearings, and also the year when Prince Charles's name was being linked with Lady Jane Wellesley.
So which was the year, Symes?
I'll tell you in just a minute from now.
Live Aid from London, rocking all over the world.
It's a Live Aid update. A fleet of five helicopters will be ferrying stars from their homes to a private landing pad in the Wembley complex itself on July the 13th. Noel Edmonds will donate his services as pilot throughout the day. And if you live in London, you'll be able to identify who the passengers are as they fly in, because the stars' names will be on the side of the helicopter they're flying in. The Live Aid organizers have already applied to the Guinness Book of Records for top place in two categories: the biggest television audience ever, and Phil Collins' record-breaking attempt to appear at the Wembley and Philadelphia concerts on the same day, with the help of Concord.
Live Aid from London, around the world. Live Aid from London, with BBC TV and Radio 1.
You've been listening to Hits and Headlines from 1974. Come back in a couple of minutes and I'll stretch your brain even further.
Radio 1.
Rod McKenzie reporting.